Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutton. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Oh, aren't weekends nice? Well, I hope yours was a relaxing and enjoyable one, whatever you did. That's what weekends are for. But often when we go back to the stress and strain of the weekday routine, we get to rushing again. It's hurry up with this and rush along with that. Sometimes we have to eat lunch almost on the run. No wonder indigestion will happen along at times like that. Well, when it happens to you, try Alka-Seltzer for really prompt, comforting relief, won't you? A glass of sparkling, tangy Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid. It gently soothes and settles an unsettled stomach and relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. So try it. Pick up a package or two of Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore next chance you get. Then, when acid indigestion comes along to bother you, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
And how you do what you do to your clothes, McGee, I'll never know. Just look at this pair of socks. Honestly, I can't tell which end of these socks to darn. How can you wear them out so fast?
Well, I got sort of nervous toes, kiddo. Long ones, too. And you take a long, nervous, big toe that keeps squirming around inside of a pair of socks even while I'm sleeping, and that wears the fibers off.
All right. Never mind the scientific explanation. I'll do the best I can with these.
Your best is good enough for me, baby.
Thank you. And I have one other complaint. This key ring of yours.
Hey, I was looking for them keys a while ago. What you doing with them?
Well, I took them off your good brown slacks when the cleaner picked them up. Do you know that these keys have worn a hole almost clear through the back of those trousers?
Yeah, that's on account of the way I wear them. Hung over my belt over the hip pocket. I could start carrying them in my pocket, but nobody'd see them in my pocket.
Better still, you could throw this whole collection of scrap metal in the ash can. You know something? I bet you 2/3 of these keys don't open anything anyhow.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, my dear. Every one of them keys unlocks something, I bet. At least they unlocked things when I got them.
Sure they did. Things like the front door of your Uncle Sycamore's livery stable that burnt down in 1917. And that toolbox on Aunt Sarah Stanley's steamer that blew up the time you tried to...
Oh, no, they don't. There's no keys like that on this ring. I threw them two keys away, 6 months ago.
Well, throw the rest of them away, will you?
Are you kidding, Molly? Throw all my keys away and go down to the Elks Club looking like a bum?
What do you mean?
You may not realize it, my dear, but in my set, a man's importance is judged by how many keys does he carry. And down at my club, when I let go of a bowling ball, or sort of wiggle my hips to put a little body English on a pool shot, I jingle.
Well, when I see what all these keys are doing to your good trousers, I jangle. My nerves do, at least. Look, I'll compromise with you, McGee. Just go through this mess and throw away the ones that are no good any longer, okay?
Well, I'll look through them, but I don't think...
You see this key here, for instance. What's this for?
Well, now, it just so happens that that particular key is one of the most important keys on the whole ring, because it's the only one in existence. That key, my dear, unlocks the cue rack at the Elks pool room.
Well, I can see this is going to be difficult, but check them all, will you? Anything you can throw away will help.
Okay, I'll go through the whole bat as soon as I see who this is. Come in.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble. Nice to see you.
Thank you, my dear, and good morning to you, Mop Top.
Hi, Short Ribs. What are you doing out? Going door to door scattering banana peelings to drum up some fracture business?
No, I just came over to tell you that the City Hall crowd is going to ask you to run for alderman, Sonny.
Me? Alderman? When?
The day I have to go looking for business.
Personally, I wish they'd ask him to run for city jailer, Doctor. With a simple little 200 or 300 cell jail to look after, he wouldn't have to lug so many keys around.
Yes, I've seen that jingling junk collection he wears on his belt, Molly. Why don't you make him do what I did years ago? I got hold of a locksmith and had him put the same lock on every one of my doors.
The same lock?
Yep. Front door, back door, garage, office, instrument cabinet, even my locker at the country club. They all open with the same key.
Hmm.
This key right... Oh, where'd I put... Oh, here it is. See? All I have to carry is one medium-sized key and...
79 Whistle Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Yes, he's right here. It's for you, Doctor. Phone.
Oh, thanks, Molly. Gamble speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Clatterhatch.
Mrs. Clatterhatch.
Your three-year-old... Yes? Did what? Got hold of a jar of ant paste. Oh, that is serious. Yes, I'll be there immediately. I gotta run, kids. It's an emergency.
Oh, dear.
Gosh, Doc, is it pretty bad?
It's terrible. That little boy picked up a jar of ant paste and pasted his aunt with it right in the eye.
What?
He's the one with all the money, and she's packing to go home. She's sore as a boil, and I'll see you later, kid.
Now, let me see now. The attic. Key to my old piggy bank. This one is to my mandolin case.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They are prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Well, then how about this key here?
That's for the gas cutoff in the basement.
Well, put it away somewhere. Put it in the basement. You don't have to carry that one, do you?
Oh, no. I'll put it away, and then I won't remember where I put it, Molly. This way, when I need it, I'll know right where it is.
I'll know where it is, too. Hanging on your hip, wearing out your trousers. Honestly, McGee.
Grocery boy! I brought your order, daughter!
Just leave them in the kitchen, Mr. Oldtimer.
Let me see. Now, what's this key? Oh, yeah, my bicycle lock that I loaned Teeny to use on her trike. If she loses her key to it, this is the only key I got left.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Brung everything you ordered, daughter, except the two loaves of pumpernickel.
I didn't order any pumpernickel.
Glad you didn't, because you haven't got any. I brung a loaf of sourdough bread that we're just introducing to the market, kids.
Sourdough?
Genuine sourdough bread. Made by genuine old sourdough up in the hills back of Dugan's Woods. He makes it fresh every morning with yesterday's dough.
I don't know whether I
mixes
want...
up all the ingredients, stirs it for 20 minutes with a pick handle till it gets thick. Then he spreads the dough out in a flat rock and kneads it, like a hole in the head. So he sells it to us.
Well, that don't sound...
Yes, sir. After he rolls it around good and sort of shapes it up a little, then he throws it into an old gasoline drum over a greasewood fire and bakes it to a nice... dirty brown. We get it fresh.
Well, frankly, I don't think...
Don't think you can wait. I know. I know your mouth is watering, kids. But there's just one thing you want to watch. It ain't nut bread. So if you find any nuts in it, don't eat them. They're gravel.
Gravel?
Well, it's kind of rocky back there in the hills. And after you drop that dough a few times...
Skip it. Never mind the sourdough bread. Take it back. Rocks and all.
I can't understand it. Every single customer on the route says the same thing. Take it back. Take it back. I think the trouble must be the packaging. More attractive package might sell it better. Just wrapping it in newspaper and tying it with tire tape don't seem to go very big.
What a salesman.
He couldn't sell a presidential nomination to Estes Kefauver. Well, let me see now. Here's a key here that maybe I can throw away. I don't know what that is.
Well, good. Hooray. Let me have it.
Oh, wait a minute. I think this key... Yeah. My gosh. That's our front door key.
Oh, so it is. Well, I thought that was too good to be true.
I'll weed them out, though. Don't you worry. This one goes back on the key ring. And this one I can throw away. Now, well, that's that. Hey, Molly, all finished, kiddo.
Well, I gave up long ago.
You'll be pleased. Look, all these keys here get thrown away, pitched.
Well, isn't that dandy? 27 keys on that ring, and you're going to throw away 3?
Yep, well, that'll help a little.
Let me have them quick. I'll take them right out to the curb and throw them down the sewer before you decide you need them again.
Well, I'll go with you. I like to keep things neat and tidy, Tootsie. And when I find keys on my ring that I don't need, out they go.
Yes, sir.
That long bent key there, I used to carry that to pry up the lid on the water meter over there. Since they put in a new water meter, I have to use a crowbar. That black key used to be for the trunk on the old car that we traded in on the car we traded in on for the car we got now. And that old brass key there, I don't even know what it was ever for. I must have had that so long, I completely forgot what I had.
Well, you won't have it any longer, because here they go, down the sewer. I wish I could throw the whole key ring down.
McGee, hi.
Oh, hi, Doc. How'd you make out at the Clatterhatch's house?
Fine, everything's under control.
Good.
Except, except me. Can't go home, can't get back to my office, can't open my garage to put my car in.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember that key I was showing you when Mrs. Clatterhatch phoned me?
Sure, the key that you bragged how you had the same lock put on everything. Hey, wait. You mean?
Yep. Must have laid it on your table or something. Did you happen to see it, Molly?
Was it sort of a medium-sized brass key, Doctor? With a round top, brass?
That's it. Good. My only key. You know where it is, huh?
Yes. Oh, dear.
Yes. Yes, we know exactly where it is, Doctor.
Well.
I'll tell you what you do. You take a long stick with a piece of chewing gum on the end of it and get down on your knees by that sewer grating over there.
What?
And if the water ain't already washed it down the line, and if you fish real careful, you may be able to...
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
I suppose it's no news that cold-catching weather is upon us. And if you're feeling the unpleasant effects of cold discomforts and you don't know about Tabsin, then here is really good news for you. Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, can help you. Yes, Tabsin can relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. What's more, you can take Tabsin at any stage of a cold. You'll be delighted with the wonderful way Tabsin brings relief in colds. Buy some at your drugstore in the bright red package. That's Tabsin.
I sure learned a lesson about keys today, believe me.
If you mean you learned to get along with only 24 keys on your ring instead of 27... It was a mighty small lesson.
No, I mean what happened to Doc. Lose one key and he's in a mess.
Poor Dr. Gamble, I feel...
So I'm taking no chances on that happening to me, Tootsie. I'm going downtown tomorrow and have a duplicate made of every single key in this bunch.
What?
Yes, sir. Boy, when I walk in the Elks Club tomorrow with 48 keys hanging on my belt, them guys will be so impressed, they'll
no,
say...
No, McGee, no.
Okay. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson appears as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow, the McGees get a surprise package from Aunt Sarah. This is John Wald reminding you to join the fun.
Daytime companion to America's women, weekday starting November 7th on NBC Radio.